today is the third Sunday of Advent, and it's also known as Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice, and we get this title for the Sunday today because in the introit, that's the first word, rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice. You've noticed that we have the violet vestments. Sorry, not the violet vestments, we have the rose vestments here today. We typically have violet during Advent, but because today is the halfway point of Advent, that is, 2 weeks have passed, and we have two more weeks to go, the church wants us to have a little foretaste of the joy, of the peace and happiness that is to be ours at Christmas time. Also, you notice that the organ was playing during Mass today. We have flowers on the altar. So let it be a reminder that, yes, we are halfway through Advent. We have much reason to rejoice and be happy and joyful. But let this day help us to renew our efforts to spend these next 2 weeks, the remaining 2 weeks of Advent, well. So far, if we've used our time well, if we have been striving to practice virtue and to do good in these last 2 weeks, let us redouble our efforts now in the time that remains. But if we have not used these last 2 weeks, if we have not used them well to grow in the grace of Almighty God, let us certainly start today and use the time well. Because, yes, today is Gaudete Sunday, but our peace, our joy and happiness come Christmas is going to depend on the effort and the time and the work we put into preparing well for it. And we know that the world around us is certainly preparing. We can see people going about shopping and buying and doing things. They are preparing for a feast, a celebration, but the feast and celebration that they're preparing for is not the same one that we are preparing for. We, as those striving to be good Catholics, keep Christ in Christmas. But we know that the world around us has dethroned Christ. The world around us has tried to remove our Lord from Christmas. We hear so much about how you can't say Merry Christmas anymore. Rather, it has to be season's greetings or some other strange title that they come up with. We can see that the world has certainly tried to reject Christ, but not so for us. Let us do our very best to prepare our hearts well in these next 2 weeks. Let us do our very best, because in doing so, our Lord will give us a great peace. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you." The true joy, true peace and happiness in this life for us is friendship with Almighty God. That is to have sanctifying grace in our souls. We know that when we commit sin, there is the remorse of conscience. We know that sin separates us from Almighty God. Let us not be mistaken. Temptations are not sins. To be tempted is what we should be expecting. Temptations come to us from Almighty God, and they give us an opportunity to show Almighty God that we love Him. It's only when we give in to those temptations, when we consent to them, that it is a sin. So my dear friends in Christ, I say this because over the course of the next 2 weeks, Almighty God will send us crosses and temptations. But do not be downcast. Do not be saddened. And do not think that God does not love me because He sends me so many sufferings. Because that's not the case. Oftentimes, the more crosses we have to carry, the more temptations that come towards us, it is a greater proof of God's love for us. Because in sending us heavier crosses, in sending us greater temptations, it allows for us a greater opportunity to prove our love to Almighty God. But let us not go look for temptations. Let us not go look for trouble. For we know if we go and look for trouble, we're going to certainly find it. And we would not do that or bring that upon ourselves. That would be very prideful. But let us be content with doing our best to bear those crosses that God sends us every day. And consider the words of St. John the Baptist today. He tells us, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Certainly let us use these next 2 weeks here of Advent, the final 2 weeks, to make straight our own lives. Let us renew our efforts. If we have been striving to practice some virtue or overcome some vice, let us renew our efforts here and move forward with joy in our hearts. Also, we had a very special occasion yesterday in Omaha. Yesterday we had ordinations, and we had three new priests ordained. There's Father Cepeda from Mexico, Father Weisensteiner from Italy, and Father McGuire from Connecticut. This is a very great blessing from Almighty God, and we should thank Almighty God here today for having three more priests. They're going to be very busy. They'll be traveling and be going to different areas, and we should pray for our new priests that they may become holy priests, because we know that if our priests are holy, they will help us become holy and saints as well. The one thing I wanted to mention about the ordinations from yesterday is the fact of vocations. We all know, and we've heard many times, that the harvest is indeed great, but the laborers are few. In the world around us, as I've mentioned, we see that our Lord is being pushed to the side. We see that he is being forgotten. But that's why it's certainly important that we pray for more vocations. We certainly need more young men and women who leave the world and go and serve Almighty God as brothers, sisters, or priests. Our Lord promises us that if we leave our families, we leave our homes, he will reward you 100-fold. Our Lord will reward you for your sacrifices and for your efforts. I consider the story of one priest that I just learned about here this last week. It was Father Aloysius Schmitz, and he was alive in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, and he actually died in the attack on Pearl Harbor. Father Schmitz was stationed on one of the ships in the harbor in Hawaii there, and it was actually the Oklahoma. And what had happened was the ship he was on was hit by a torpedo or a missile or something, and it ended up capsizing. So as Father Schmitz, I believe he had just finished saying Mass, and he was towards the deck or towards the top where he was able to escape from underneath the hull, and Father Schmitz was able to help about 12 other people, 12 other sailors, to escape from inside the ship. But after he had helped those individuals get out, he went back in to go help more people get out. And that's when he never was able to make it back out. They found his remains later, along with all the others on board. But what a great sacrifice he made for Almighty God. What a great sacrifice he's made for souls. We have many, many stories of priests and the great sacrifices that they've made for Almighty God and for us. And certainly, so too, in our day and age, we need more brothers and sisters and priests who are willing to make that sacrifice. We certainly need many holy vocations. Consider the words of St. Francis de Sales. This is a quote in the bulletin here for today. It says, "We all have a vocation. We believe that God has placed us in this life to fill a special need that no one else can accomplish. Almighty God has created you for a particular purpose. He has a mission for you. Each and every one of us has a special job to accomplish here in this life. Some of us, our life ends short at a young age. For others, we grow old. But whether we're called to the married life, the single life, or the religious life, each and every one of us has a very special purpose. Let us pray and ask Almighty God for the grace to know what that purpose, what that special mission is here. Let us pray to know that, but let us also pray for the grace to follow it. How very important it is that once we know God's will, and we do God's will. It is very important for us, especially parents, to pray for your children. Pray and ask Almighty God that he may bless your family with vocations to the brotherhood, sisterhood, or the priestly life. By trying your very best to establish a good Catholic home where you practice virtue, We put our Lord and our Blessed Mother first. God will bless you for your efforts. God will bless you for your pains, and certainly reward you with vocations. For those of you who are considering or even thinking about, do I even have a vocation? How do I know if I have a vocation? Pray about it. Ask Almighty God for the grace. Ask our Blessed Mother for help. And the bishop always mentions the three H's. How do I know if I have a vocation? The three H's. That is health, head, and heart. How is my health? Am I in good health? How is my head? Do I have a good head on my shoulders, as they would say? Can I think clearly and straight? Am I able to work through any different challenges? But then also, very importantly, heart. Do you have a generous heart with Almighty God? For certainly to leave the world, to leave our families behind, takes a very generous heart. And if we pray and we ask Almighty God for that generosity, He certainly will reward us with it. But for all of us, let us practice generosity here in these next 2 weeks of Advent. Let those around us know that we are disciples of Christ by our charity. For our Lord tells us, by our charity, all men will know that we are His disciples. So within our own families, with our friends, with our co-workers, with our classmates, let us strive to be generous. Let us strive to give rather than to receive. Our Lord promises us that He will never be outdone in generosity. The more generous we are with our time, with our efforts, with our resources, the more giving we are, the more Almighty God will reward us in return. The reward Almighty God will give us, especially coming this Christmas, is that peace of soul, is that joy and that happiness. So let us rejoice, as it says today in the Epistle and the Introit. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.